The desert and the parched land will exult, the steppe will rejoice and bloom. They will bloom with abundant flowers and rejoice with joyful song. I don't know if when you came into the chapel and saw all these flowers, maybe you thought this prophecy was being fulfilled right here in the chapel. And then we had a song, which we haven't had for months. Joyful song. Well, the flowers are because Saturday was First Saturday and people brought flowers for Our Lady. And so Evelyn arranged them beautifully. So for the altar and for the tabernacle and for St. Joseph and for the Word. So, and also I think this is in preparation for Wednesday. Is that right? Because we're having a big celebration on Wednesday in honor of Our Lady. So we have flowers and we have joyful song. I'm also rejoicing with you that today's my birthday. I was awakened early. I don't keep my phone in my bedroom, but I could hear it in my office beeping. People starting to send text messages and greetings early in the morning. So I'm very grateful. The prophecy is not just about flowers and joyful song. It's about healing and restoration and rejuvenation. It certainly goes along with today's gospel, which is about the healing of a paralyzed man. I'd like to focus, though, on this theme of gratitude. Gratitude for the gifts of God came to my mind right away when I woke up. Life is a gift. Life is a gift. We have to be grateful. And I want to express my gratitude to God for this gift and for these 60 years, for making it into old age, for the 20% discount that I've been, for weeks people have been telling me, oh, pretty soon you'll get a 20% discount. So I'm more grateful for the gift of life than for the discount. And for the gift of faith, and for the gift of the priesthood, and for the gift of the Anuan call, for the gift of all of you who are here. We have a lot to be grateful for. I do. One of the things that I'm grateful for is that I can celebrate my birthday in the Philippines, which is the best place to have a birthday, because not only do Filipinos celebrate their own birthdays with a blowout, but they're very happy when someone else has a birthday. So even if they don't know who the person is, oh, it's your birthday. Automatically, it's a occasion for joy, and it's always somebody's birthday, so this is a happy country for that reason. I should say a grateful country. So many times I have been asked to bless people on their birthdays, even people who you would think have no reason to be grateful. They live in very deep poverty, they have no money, they've experienced tragedies in their life. But on their birthday, they come to Mass and say, I want to give thanks to God. And that's right. That's a very beautiful and proper response to the gift of life. So gratitude. Now, in today's gospel, the paralyzed man receives two gifts, two miracles. The forgiveness of his sins, first of all, and then the healing of his paralysis. We can imagine that when he got the first gift, he might not have been all that grateful for it. Because here he is lying on a stretcher, he has to be carried around by his friends, and he's lowered down through the roof, and the first thing Jesus says to him is, remember, he's been healing a lot of people. The power of the Lord made him heal, it says here. He's been healing a lot of people, but he says to this man, as for you, your sins are forgiven. As if to say, I'll heal all the other people, but you, I'll forgive your sins. Now, maybe that's not what he had in mind, and I doubt that that's what the four men who carried him had in mind. So they might not have reacted with gratitude right away. Certainly the scribes and the Pharisees were not grateful. They were deeply offended. This man is blaspheming. This man is claiming to have the power that only God can have, So they're thinking that he should be stopped. And that's when Jesus says, well, look, which is easier? Which should you be more grateful for? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say rise and walk? I don't know the right answer to that question. I don't know which one is easier. Both of them are hard. And Jesus gives both. He says, it's easy to say your sins are forgiven because there's no evidence of whether it happened or not. But if you want to see something, okay, rise and walk. The man gets up, picks up his stretcher, and he walks. And then they realize this man, Jesus, has authority over sickness and over sin. And at the end of the gospel, everybody is glorifying God. They're all grateful for having witnessed this extraordinary miracle. So, as I said, when the first miracle was the forgiveness of sins, and perhaps nobody was grateful for that, even though that was the much greater gift. In light of this, I'd like to share a little bit. Now that I'm old, I can ramble. You know, old people can get away with things that young people can't get away with. So I want to tell a little bit about my experience of when I arrived here from my quarantine last month. And I discovered a new air conditioner in my bedroom. Thank you, by the way. I know a lot of you chipped in for that, and I don't know actually who's behind it all, but I think probably most of you were in on it. I had no idea that it was going to be there when I came in. So I want to share this little story, partly at the risk of making myself look a little foolish and ungrateful, but also I think there's a spiritual lesson in this, which that is my job here, is to preach the gospel. So I think it fits. I hope this falls together. So what happened was, I arrived a month ago, and I was in quarantine for 6 days, and finally I got out of the quarantine. I came here, it was in the afternoon, and carrying a bunch of stuff and trying to put things away, I walked into my bedroom. Now, I had not ever thought in my life of getting an air conditioner in my bedroom. It never even occurred to me. It wasn't on the radar at all. Not that I was, opposed to it. We've gotten air conditioners for all the old people in the community, starting with Father Francis. Remember when Father Francis started to get older, heat was starting to wear him out. We put air conditioner in his room. We did the same thing with Sister Shirley. We did the same thing with Sister Barbara. I said, well, sure, that's what we do. When older people, it's a lot. Heat is more difficult for them. But I didn't put myself in that category yet, so I didn't have it in my mind. So I never thought of it. Then when I got to my bedroom, carrying things, and it was dark in there. Whoever had cleaned the room had closed the curtains and they put the new curtains, closed the windows. I said, oh, it's dark in here. So I, put my stuff in there, and then I didn't even see the air conditioner. I didn't even notice it. The first thing I noticed was the lettering hanging on the curtain. Advance happy birthday. That's what it said. Advance happy birthday. I said, oh, that's really beautiful. I mean, it's a month away, and I'm already being greeted for my birthday. That's all I thought. I'm just being greeted for my birthday. What a nice thought that is, that someone put that sign up. But eventually, then I went out of the room and started, taking things out of my bag in my office. It was half hour later, I went back into the bedroom, and that's when I noticed the air conditioner up there. It's high up and it's white, so it doesn't stand out. I said, an air conditioner. I'm shocked. An air conditioner? I don't know, what's this here for? I was a little annoyed, in fact. An air conditioner? A luxury. I'm living in a country where people don't even have electricity, and I've got an air conditioner. So my first reaction wasn't even that good. And then I said, well, that's okay. It's part of the beauty of people wanting to give me a gift. I said, I got over my annoyance. I said, well, that's very kind. I'm a hard person to give gifts to, I know. A lot of people have complained that they don't know how to give me things, and I admit, but so I am grateful, and I think it's a beautiful gift. But then I couldn't find the controller, the remote. I said, well, what is this? It wasn't on my desk, it wasn't in the bed, it wasn't any of the drawers. I couldn't find it anywhere. I said, I can't even turn the thing on. What had happened was I had pulled out my alb, you know, this garment here, very long, so I can't put it in the closet because it drags down the bottom of the closet. So I hang it up on the little towel bar near the door, and I hung it up, and it blocked the view. The remote was where you would expect it to be, right next to the light switch hanging on the wall, but I couldn't see it because I had put my vestment there. So I had actually blocked my own view of the gift. You'll get to see the spiritual implications of this in a minute. Okay, well, I realized eventually the beauty of it. I realized the goodness of the people who gave me that gift. And then finally, I was moved to gratitude. Finally, I said, well, thank you. And I'm thanking you now. All of you are really behind this gift. Well, what does it have to do with the spiritual life? What struck me was, oh, isn't this exactly how I am with the gifts of God? And I think I'm not the only one. First of all, I don't even think about it. I don't even know what to ask for. It's not even in my mind, the good things that God has in mind for me. Secondly, He gives gifts and I don't even notice it. Walking around as if I didn't have gifts from God. I'm not the only one. How many of us go through life not even noticing the gifts of God to us? Maybe like this man in the gospel, Jesus says, your sins are forgiven. What did he experience? And what did the people say? Nothing happened. What is that? Words of a blasphemer. Then, once we notice that we have a gift, we don't know how to use it. We don't know how to, we can't find the remote. We don't know how to put into practice the gifts that God has poured out on us so generously. In fact, some of our actions block our view of God's gifts. Eventually, by God's grace and His patience, we see that we have received a gift and we say, oh, that's really beautiful. That's really beautiful. We start to realize it's not just the gift, but the goodness of the giver. See, much more precious to me than an air conditioner is that people thought enough of me to go through the trouble and the expense, to put that up there. And that's very precious to me. That shows that's a revelation of people's love for me. And that's what we should do when we receive the gifts of God. It's not that we are ungrateful for the gifts, but they point to the giver. The gift of life, first of all. He gives us the gift of life. Well, it's not just that we're here to enjoy life. We should give thanks to God for the gift of life. Finally, gratitude. Isn't this really the right response to God for all His gifts? Including the gifts that we didn't want, including the gifts that we don't recognize yet, including the gifts we don't see, including the gifts we don't know how to use. Gratitude for all of them. Gratitude for the gift of healing and for the gift of forgiveness. That's today's gospel. For abundant flowers, for being able to stand, for being able to sing, for being able to rejoice in the Lord, for the gift of faith, gratitude for it all. So I hope that makes sense to you. Even if I'm not a best example of gratitude, at least don't do as I do, but do as I say. Give thanks to God for every gift, including the gifts that you have not yet seen and don't even know you have. Give thanks to God for everything. Amen.